faith, hope, inspiration, and edification. Welcome to the Edify Podcast with Billy Halliwell, a show that cuts through the cultural noise to explore the biggest headlines and issues of the day. Let's dive into today's show.
Hey, 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 it's Billy Halliwell, and welcome to the Edify Podcast. Here's the crazy thing. We have got another episode of the show. I released an episode yesterday. We are here today with yet another episode, and this is another Christmas-themed show. And before we even get into this, I was not aware of all of the details behind the Church of the Nativity. Now, this may be new to you as well, but the Church of the Nativity is a place in Bethlehem where people believe Jesus was born. And it's not just like this random location that people have picked out. This is a place where a church was officially built in the year 326. Okay, so that's crazy, 326. But even before that, there are records of people going to this location, even the mid-first century. So not that long after Jesus's life, you know, here on earth, people were apparently visiting this location where the Church of the Nativity now stands and worshiping. And they believe, again, that this is the place where Jesus was born. And so today I'm going to be welcoming Mazen Karim. He's the managing director and the CEO of the Bethlehem Development Foundation. He's going to be coming onto the show to talk about not only the history behind this place, but the fact that he and his organization, the Bethlehem Development Foundation, are actually working to renovate this location. This is a place where people have been worshiping for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, and there's such an amazing history there. You might not know much about it. So with no further ado, let's welcome Mazen Karim to come to the show and to tell us all about it. Hi, Mazen. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. You are the CEO of the Bethlehem Development Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do?
The Bethlehem Development Foundation was founded by the late Saeed Khoury in 2012 after he launched an initiative to develop the city of Bethlehem where Jesus was born. His initiative was launched in 2011 and concluded in 2012. And to implement the findings and the recommendations of the foundation, he established the Bethlehem Development Foundation. The main focus of our work is the restoration of the Church of Nativity, the restoration and beautification of Manger Square, where the church is located, and also the improvement of the infrastructure and services in the city of Bethlehem to make it more livable for the local people and to make it more attractive for tourists to come to enjoy their visit of the place where the Lord Jesus Christ was born.
So let's talk about that a little bit. The Church of the Nativity, such an amazing historical place. There may be some people who are watching who don't know the history behind the church, who actually don't even know that this is believed by many to be the place where Jesus was born. Can you give us a little bit of that history, the things we do know about when the site there, the church itself, was built, and any other information around it that would help people sort of understand that history?
Right. You know that Christianity was underground until the 4th century. St. Helen, the mother of St. Constantine, the Roman emperor, was a believer before her son. So she convinced her son to build the Holy Sepulchre and the Church of Nativity on the place where Jesus was born and where he was crucified. So this is what happened. In the year 325, she commissioned the construction of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And in the year 326, she commissioned the Church of the Nativity. The Church of Nativity was concluded in 339, was completed and ready to go. It was a smaller church than what we know now. So, but it was destroyed in later years by an earthquake and was rebuilt in the year 526 by the Emperor Justinian. And it remained there for some period of time until the Crusaders came in the 12th century and they enlarged it and they improved it and added wall mosaics to the church. And it was maintained. So many invaders came and invaded Palestine. And some people were taking care of it, some were desecrating it. But The last major repair that was done to the church was done in the year 1480. That's 540 years ago, until the Palestinian Authority commissioned a presidential committee for the restoration of the church, after it was decided to be on the World Heritage List by UNESCO.
I was going to say, not to interrupt you, but it is interesting to me, that 500 and some odd years for that much time to go by. By 2013, it sounds like the church was in danger of collapsing in very serious disrepair when they made that decision, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. It was some beams were down to zero, just touching the, the beams that carry the trusses that carry the roof. Had it not been for this intervention, some of the trusses might have fallen, collapsed and hurt many people. Yeah, the intervention was timely. It was overdue, and the water was leaking from the roof. The roof had to be replaced. They replaced the whole roof. Wow. So that committee was established in 2009, but until Saeed Khoury came and launched his initiative, and he funded the research that led to the selection of the contractor to do the work, and the actual work for the restoration started in 2013. Now it is about 90% complete, and we are fundraising to support the remaining works, which is about $2 million to finish the church completely.
So it's interesting to me, when you told that history, you go back to, the year 300 or 400, you're not that far away. You're only a few hundred years away from Jesus's life and his birth, his life, and his death and resurrection. It is fascinating to me that so early on, this was a site that was revered as the place where he was born, and that it has been celebrated for that long. It's also shocking that it was able to actually fall into that disrepair, and equally heartening that you are working to bring this back into being a place that is completely safe, that can be really revered and visited by believers and non-believers alike who are interested in the story and want to know what unfolded. You mentioned the roof. What are some of the other things that need to be fixed inside the Church of the Nativity?
Okay, well, this state of disrepair triggered the repair of the roof. In the early phases of the project, it was the roof of the church, which they replaced, and they added the windows. And then as money started coming in, and funding started to come in, this added the work to the wall mosaics, the plastering, all the walls. Then they went down to the floor mosaics. They exposed the floor mosaics of the original church of the 4th century, which is 2 feet below the current level of the church. Then they repaired the columns. There are huge columns, 50 columns. 32 of the 50 columns have fresco paintings. All these were restored. They made certain uncoverings or discoveries while doing it. They discovered a baptismal font that was hidden from centuries. They uncovered an angel on the wall mosaic that was covered with plaster, and they exposed it. So a lot of the work that was done, and then they went out to the external facades. When you do the inside, you have to protect it also from the outside, from water ingress into the church. So all the external facades were reinstated to original, just quarried stones on the outside. So all this work that shows the glory of the church was already done. What is remaining is systems, protection of the work that has been done, like fire protection, like a microclimatic system for the protection of to keep the climate proper inside the church, to lengthen the life of the mosaics, and also to the stone tiling inside and outside the church.
So let me ask, what was it that convinced the early church? Because I do find it remarkable so early that this was a place that was celebrated. What was it that convinced the church that this was the location, that this church was built on the location where Jesus was born?
At the time, There was no Google and no mobiles and no WhatsApp, and everybody received news by mouth, by witness. Witness from witness to witness to witness. And the word, I mean, they cannot go wrong. There is no room for false information here. It's there. People used to, pilgrims used to come, thousands of miles to come to the place, and like the star led the Magi to Bethlehem, I'm sure they were led by others. Word of mouth travels fast. You know, when the St. Helen, when she wanted to build the church, she wanted to make sure that this is where the cross was. And what she did is they had a suspicion on the location of the cross. So what she did, she commissioned people to clean up the place. It was a dump. The place was a dump. So to encourage them to clean more, they were very tired. She used to throw gold coins in the trash, and people would dig to find these gold coins until they found the cross. And she was sitting in Rome, and how did she know that the cross was found? She asked him to send a light to all the way back to her palace. So from hill to hill, they lit a fire, and one to the other, and traveled thousands of miles back to the emperor to tell him that we found the cross. And this is when she asked her son to build the church, when she was sure that this is the place. For the Church of Nativity is a different story. It's, the location is unique. It's a cave where Jesus was born, surrounded by Bethlehem, Beit Sahur, in between. The story was there, and they were very confident that this is where the place where the grotto was. As a Christian believer, I believe in this, because it was so close to the birth or death of Jesus Christ, resurrection.
Yes. Yeah, no, and I think this is no different, you know, here in America right now. You know, we put signs up to mark where things happened historically. You look back to the Revolutionary War, and there are places that are marked where George Washington was and where others, you know, conducted amazing historical events. We mark those places. And so it would seem in a culture where you don't have the ability to market in the same way, and you don't have the social media, and you don't have that, you would rely very heavily on word of mouth, and it would be something that is very trusted. And so that's an amazing history. I appreciate you taking us through that. Now, let's say there are people who are watching this or listening to this right now who really want to help in some way. Is there an opportunity? And if so, how can they come alongside the Bethlehem Development Foundation to help with this restoration?
Thank you for asking that. Actually, we have established a non-profit organization in the United States. It's called the American Friends of the Bethlehem Development Foundation. And their website is www.afpdf, for American Friends of Bethlehem Development Foundation.org. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and all tax, all donations to the foundation are tax deductible. And the Americans have been forthcoming in supporting this. We had donations as large as $500,000 from Americans to support the church, to support the fund, our fundraising efforts in America. You can also email me. I will add you to our mailing list and keep you abreast. But the fastest way is our website, AFPDF. It will also take you to our website, BDF. And there's a donate button where you can click on the donate button, and then you can contribute there.
Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate your time today and the amazing effort that you're embarking on to get this project done and to bring the Church of the Nativity to where it needs to be. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Bill. And nice talking to you. And thank you to all your listeners. and a Merry Christmas.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app.
Well, that brings us to the end of this special episode of the Edify podcast. What an interesting history. I didn't know all of that. And honestly, I am dying to go to Bethlehem now. I want to see this location. I want to see this church and learn more of the history. I hope you enjoyed the episode and everything we talked about today. And tune in very soon for another episode of Edify with Billy Hollowell.
Thanks for listening to the Edify podcast. For more transformational and faith-inspiring podcasts, head over to edify.app, where you can stream thousands of Christian shows right now. And for convenience on the go, download the Edify podcast app today from the Apple and Google Play stores and at edify.app.